Human trafficking victims are dragged into a world of forced labor and commercial sex. Many activists, like human rights lawyer Terry Coonan, equate the practice with modern-day slavery.
It was Abraham Lincoln who once said that the one way to move a nation, in fact, the only way to move a nation, was through a common idea. That common idea back in 1862 was that slavery was wrong, that the United States needed to rethink its own identity in going forward in a slave-free society. 150 years later, we actually, in the state of Florida and throughout the rest of the United States, face that same challenge. How it is that we can eliminate human trafficking, modern slavery.
Brooke Bellow is a survivor of human trafficking, and she now works with other victims to overcome their abuse. Here she is sharing her story.
Straight-A student, come from a very educated family. Mother was a victim of domestic violence, so it can happen to anyone. I ran away from home, and I was picked up off the streets unknowingly by two pimps, a female and a male. I was taken to a dirty hotel room, beaten up, injected with drugs, and that became my life for several years.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has made combating human trafficking a personal mission and a state priority. Under Bondi's guidance, lawmakers are changing the way the state handles the issue. Namely, the state now recognizes victims as just that, victims, and focuses on targeting the traffickers. Now state lawmakers are working on a suite of bills to crack down on human trafficking. Here's Bondi speaking at a summit last fall.
But it's wrapping our arms around this tremendous problem. And we know we have a long way to go. We know we have so much to do, but we have got to save these victims.
Nonetheless, children can still be charged with prostitution in the state of Florida. A bill sponsored by Miami Senator Anatare Flores and Representative Ross Spano of Riverview would change that.
Children should not be prosecuted for prostitution, but instead should be channeled into the dependency system, the child welfare system, to receive care instead of the criminal justice system. Unfortunately, we've found out that just in Florida in this past year alone, 39 children have been arrested for prostitution, notwithstanding our clear legislative intent.
The bill would also increase penalties for human trafficking and crack down on massage parlors used for prostitution. The bill is headed for a floor vote in both chambers. Senator Jack Latvala of Clearwater wants to empower people who might interact with victims. Under Latvala's bill, doctors, midwives, and psychologists would receive training on how to identify victims and how to help them. Attorney General Pam Bondi says emergency room physicians are on board already.
The emergency room physicians came to me and said, we think we're seeing victims in the ER with men that they don't belong with. Or some of these monsters are women, of course, who they don't belong with. And we need to know what to do. So we're now training our emergency room physicians.
Latvala's bill passed its final committee Thursday, and it's now ready for the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.